So, Naomi-sensei, what did we cover in this lesson?
お願いします。
And the pitch accent?
お願いします。
All right, it goes up on the second syllable, and it sort of comes down at the end, but that last su, it's unvoiced, so you can just make the S sound, and you'll be cool.
お願いします。
Very good, Naomi-sensei. Where did you learn Japanese?
ありがとう。
Wow. Okay. So, onegai means request, and shimasu means to do in the masu form. So, onegai shimasu, together, it's a set phrase, and it literally, it means I request you to do something, okay? That's the straight, direct, literal translation. And, but you never usually use it just by itself. You don't use it just as it is, right? You have to, it has to be in the context of asking for a favor.
そうですね。That's right.
So, for example, let's take a look at the conversation between Lori and the kakari-in, the customs official. So, Naomi-sensei, what did the kakari-in ask for? What did he say?
パスポートお願いします。
Okay, so literally, passport, please. And then what did Lori say?
もう一度お願いします。
One more time, please. So, this guy's asking for a passport. Lori's asking for an action on behalf of this guy. So basically, you can use onegai shimasu to ask for anything. Tangible objects, requests, favors, actions from people, all sorts of things. It's a very useful phrase. Magic phrase?
Ah, so magic phrase.
Yeah, very good.
You can get anything.
Just say onegai shimasu and you can get anything you want, all right? Anything your heart desires. Right, Naomi?
Hi.
All right, let's take a look at to see how we can use this magic phrase, okay, Naomi-sensei?
Hi.
We just got here to this amazing curry restaurant down at the corner. And, okay, we ordered our food, but what about our drinks? You look thirsty. What would you like?
But I don't have enough money for ordering drinks.
Hey, so. I got it covered. Just tell the waiter what you want.
Mizu, onegaishimasu.
I think I could pay for that. You know, the waiter's over there gossiping with that other guy. We want our menus. We want our menus.
Menu, お願いします。
That's right. We're asking for the menu. And wow, this curry looks great. I think I'm going to get this one. How about you, Naomi-sensei? You going to get that one?
Yeah, I'm going to get this one too.
All right, so let's order.
注文お願いします。
That's right. 注文 to order. And wow, this curry was amazing. Let's split. Let's get out of here. We got to pay the bill, right?
はい。会計お願いします。
Check, please.
If you don't know the name of the object, you can say, これ.
Which means this.
Or this one.
Right. So that's how I always order stuff. I mean, because in Japanese menus, they always have a picture of the stuff, right? And even if I know the name, I just, you know, the waiter's right there in front of you. I just point at it and I say, これ、お願いします.
The easiest way.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the guy understands. They'll know what I'm talking about. Okay, so you just saw a couple of ways that you can ask for things, actual real objects, water, a menu, asking to order, asking for the bill. But, you know, when you don't know, you just use the generic kore, the this. Or, you know, if you're asking for something that's farther away, you ask for that. Sore onegaishimasu. You know, if you're asking for something that's behind a counter or something.